With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Lawmakers are considering the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. It is a proposed law that would require U.S. citizens to provide documentary proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or a passport, when registering to vote. GOP strategist Erin McGuire says having to provide an ID is a pretty common practice.
I can't check into a hotel room without an ID. I can't rent a car. I can't go to the library and get a library card without an ID to prove I live in the neighborhood where my library is. But for Democrats, the idea of performing or having an ID feels so racist and out of their mind. No, the racism is when you believe that people, because of the color of their skin, are unable to get an ID.
McGuire spoke to the Salem Radio Network. A bill has been introduced in the Washington State Senate that would raise money, some of which would go to media outlets in the state. The Seattle Times supports the bill as a lifeline for local news, but critics like economist Steve Moore say it's really a blueprint for government-dependent media.
There's not a shortage of news. It's just the Seattle Times isn't providing news that people want or care about, and they can't make it in the free enterprise system. And, of course, they want to become a welfare patient. And, there's no reason that taxpayers should have to pay for something that they don't want to buy.
He was also a guest on the Salem Radio Network. The Swiss Foreign Ministry says Iran and the U.S. will hold a second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program this week. Oman will host the talks in Geneva. Not sure exactly what days it will be. Politicians from the president on down all agree that tech companies should pay to cover the power costs of AI data centers. But how much? The debate is tied directly to cost of living pressures. Data centers keep spreading fast, and some use as much energy as a small city. This is SRN News. Efforts to withdraw taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood are making headway. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Carolina's attempt to bar its Medicaid program from reimbursing Planned Parenthood. That decision made it clear that any state may deny state funding for care provided by organizations that provide abortions. At the federal level, Congress has also passed a measure prohibiting Medicaid dollars from going to any clinics that perform abortions. Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business. A new report finds that one in three Jews in this country was the target of an anti-Semitic incident in 2025. According to data from the American Jewish Committee, this is the same percentage as 2024. The poll also reveals that more than half of Jews are changing their behaviors to try and mask the fact that they are Jewish for fear of being discriminated against or worse. Ted Deutsch, who heads the AJC, tells the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, quote, things are not getting better. This is SRN News. The rising cost of coffee is forcing some to give up the brew while others complain but keep on drinking.
For years, Chandra Donaldson of D.C. drank a daily cup of McDonald's coffee with 10 sugars and 5 creams. Later, it was Starbucks Caramel Macchiato. Dismayed by rising prices, she gave it up. Years of steadily climbing coffee prices have some nixing cafe visits, switching to cheaper brews or foregoing it altogether. Others keep drinking, but grumble over coffee prices, which in the U.S. were up over 18% in January from a year ago, according to government data. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, February the 15th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actress Jane Seymour, who turned 75. Singer Melissa Manchester is also 75. Football Hall of Famer Darryl Green is 66. And Simpsons creator Matt Groening is 72. This is SRN News.